Sudbury Performance Group was formed 7 years ago, and since that time, has been putting on theater, comedy and musical performances in a variety of local venues. But to expand its offerings, the group needs a flexible, professional venue, SPG director Ron Goswell said. Up till now, at the moment, we're a relatively homeless group. Sudbury Performance Group has set its sights on College Boreal's auditorium as the place where it would like to stage future performances. Look 50 feet up, there's catwalks and lighting grids everywhere, he said. This facility is glorious. He said it's flexible, in that it can seat up to 400 people, or smaller audiences, as needed. Boreal also has food service capability and an executive chef so that people can eat dinner at tables set up in the space, as part of SPG's new date night concept. But using Boreal's auditorium is much more expensive, so SPG is looking for sponsorships to be able to stage shows in the space. Goswell put on a luncheon presentation for local media sales reps Friday, in the hopes of securing sponsorships. Sudbury Performance Group does currently have one upcoming show booked at College Boreal's auditorium. Husband and wife Chantal Krevyazuk and Rain Mehta, both well-known Canadian musicians, will be performing at the venue December 8. Goswell said this show will be the test for the date night concept. General admission ticket sales are already ongoing, although Goswell said it is expected that date night tickets, which include a pre-show dinner, will be on sale soon. He said a sponsorship agreement is being finalized to allow this to happen. Another new upcoming initiative for Sudbury Performance Group is mentorship between well-known acts coming in for performances and local musicians. For example, Sudbury musician Tessa Balaz will be the secondary act at the Krevyazuk and Mehta concert. SPG will record Krevyazuk and Mehta giving career advice to Balaz, who was chosen because she occupies a similar musical genre. Sudbury Performance Group will include mentorship with local musicians as a contract clause for all future visiting professional artists, a clause Goswell said is unique in Canada. Sudbury Performance Group is all about local artists, Goswell said. Do the right thing. Don't get caught up in all the national stuff. Give back. Let's all get together and say there is some way to make this thing work. A helping hand up. He said the performance group also hopes to expand its number of concerts so that, for example, people can purchase a subscription to watch a series of date night country music shows, or shows in the genre of their own choice. Local musician Andy Lowe, known for his songs about the greater Sudbury and surrounding areas, especially Killarney, where he performs at Killarney Mountain Lodge, will also be contributing his talents to SPG. He has been recruited to put together a musical based on his songs, with the working title, No Fences. Lowe said when he moved to the Sudbury area, he was impressed that there were very few fences, and people could walk for miles in any direction. Sudbury MPP Jamie West was among the guests at Friday's presentation at College Boreal. He announced $44,300 in Ontario Trillium Foundation funding on behalf of the government, allowing SPG to upgrade its technological equipment so it can livestream and record performances. Besides the Chantal Krevyazuk and Rain Mehta concert, Sudbury Performance Group has a number of upcoming shows. A dinner theater show entitled, Things My Mother Taught Me, is coming up November 17th, a Christmas musical show, A Charlie Brown Christmas Live on Stage, runs in December, and the musical, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, runs in January. You can check out SPG's full lineup here.